Hey, Seattle's coming to town with the rookie quarterback. Defense, make him look bad early. Offensive line, you got your work cut out for you.
If the Bears lose any more guards against Seattle on Sunday, Tom Thayer just might come out of the radio booth, and who wouldn't want to see that? This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, I guess you're not making your comeback, but the Bears are losing guards left and right. What's the key to getting everybody on the same page on the offensive line going into this game?
It's the construction of the game plan. You got to make sure the protections are clear and constant. You have to make sure they have an understanding of a three-step drop to a five-step drop. The quarterback has to know what protection he calls in the huddle. I think the assignments are going to be clear-cut. I don't find any interception with the game plan with Edwin Williams and Gabe Creamy at the offensive guard position. You got to do what you've been doing all season, but it is going to be learning by trial and error. You're going to have to get an indication within the first three series was what these two guards can do well and what protections they're holding up against.
You were fortunate enough to play mostly with the same guys, and I think that was a big key to your success. You guys knew each other, every move, every assignment. What's the toughest thing for the guys that are in there on the field communicating with each other?
Getting through the first couple series. You know, if you're a right tackle, you have to know every assignment of a right guard. If you're the center, you have to know both assignments of both guards. So everybody knows everybody's assignment. So I'm not looking for a big flux of mental errors because if you have new personnel in there, not at all. I'm looking there for them to have the same constructive game plan that they would have if they had the regular five starters in there. But now we're going to have some evaluation along the way. See what Gabe is doing well. See what maybe he needs some help in. Edwin Williams, I expect him to go in there and play a very solid game. And, you know, I got to say, after watching the tape, Gabe played just as well as Edwin Williams at the guard position.
On the other side of the ball, after getting gashed in San Francisco, their only bad game of the season, I thought the Bears defense really responded last week against Adrian Peterson. Didn't really have any yards until the game was out of hand. I think he had 25 in the first half. They face another big challenge with Marshawn Lynch. What are your expectations on that side of the ball this week?
Well, you're still going to have quarterback awareness, just like the last 2 weeks with Kaepernick in San Francisco and Christian Ponder last week in Minnesota. This quarterback has very good feet. So you have to contain and stop the run, but you also have to have quarterback awareness. And the Bears have been able to hold up to that task every time they've had the chance. So I expect them to pursue Marshawn Lynch as aggressively as they've had any running back yet this season. But you're also going to have that contained concern for the quarterback. But they have the third most rushing attempts in the league and the least amount of passes. So you know what you're going to get. If Marshawn Lynch has success early, they'll continue that process. If they don't, more pressure on a rookie quarterback.
Tom, this week's Twitter question comes from a guy named E-Dub. He wants to know, what is the most intriguing matchup besides Brandon Marshall against Brandon Browner?
E-Dub, two Hall of Famers against maybe a Hall of Famer, Urlacher Briggs against Marshawn Lynch. I'm not cutting out Nick Roach because he has a lot of other responsibilities out there. But if you go and you watch the game closely last week, there's about three or four hits that Lance Briggs hit Adrian Peterson. After the fact, Adrian Peterson looked back to see, oh my God, who hit me? And I think that's the same results you need this week. I think Urlacher and Briggs got to control the middle, control Marshawn Lynch, be concerned in his whereabouts when he comes out for a pass, screen passes, everything. So I'm looking for 54 and 55 to shut down the big back.
Tom, every week, both of us pick one player that's going to have a significant impact on the game. Make your case for somebody.
I got to go Edwin Williams and Gabe Creamy, not to put pressure on them. But when you look at the interior of the Seattle defense, they get a lot of pressure on the inside. So now it's going to take Roberto Garza, be the calming factor between your two new offensive guards, get them in the right direction, the right position every time, and I expect things to go well.
I'm going to go with Eric Weems, Tom. With Devin Hester uncertain due to the concussion he suffered, Weems is going to get more opportunities on special teams and on offense. I think he's going to make some big plays. He hasn't gotten a lot of publicity, but he's made some great tackles on special teams. The Bears are going to need to do a good job against Leon Washington this week. Tom, another big NFC battle at Soldier Field Sunday. Every NFC game, big playoff implications. The Bears are looking to stay in first place in the North. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.